A massive $500 million cash injection is heading to small meat packers to protect your grocery budget and livestock producers from the next major supply chain collapse. USDA is rolling out a brand new program called SPUR to shield the independent meat sector. The SPUR program, short for Strengthening Processing for U.S. Ranchers, targets small and mid-sized meat facilities handling fewer than 2,000 head of cattle a day.
The Farm Service Agency is going to administer this program, but it's not going to be done at the county office level. It'll be done from headquarters in Washington, working very closely with the chief economist's office, who will help determine the calculation on the payment rate.
USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce.
And then FSA at the headquarters will be notifying those processors about their eligibility and their potential payment, and then how to go forward from there.
Those official notifications haven't gone out yet as the agency compiles its data. But with nationwide cattle numbers sitting at historic lows, some industry insiders question the timing of investing $500 million into meat processing infrastructure right now. But Fordyce says it's a matter of pure survival.
We've got to continue to ensure that the infrastructure stays in place. And again, that very, very important supply chain link from the farm or the ranch to the consumer needs to stay in place.
However, rebuilding the nation's beef herd may take years. Fordyce stresses that if independent processors go under during this low inventory stretch, cattle producers will face an even worse bottleneck once the numbers finally recover.
As we continue to work to increase that herd size, if we start to lose that very important link to the consumer, the processor, then we find ourselves in another problem, a year or two or three from here.
While Fordyce didn't say how quickly payments will begin landing in bank accounts, USDA officials say that application materials and specialized calculations will be distributed to eligible facilities in the near term. Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network for 20 years.